So one morning, our producer Sally emailed me saying, hey, I think we should do a segment on daylilies. And you know, we have these spirited conversations about what we should talk about on the show, but to be honest, I didn't know quite what to say to her. Like, daylilies? Is this, like, was it a joke? Anyway, I wrote back, well, I've been thinking about salmon collars. And she goes, I think those are hard to get for most people. So now I'm really lost because she thinks daylilies are a perfectly normal thing to have lying around, apparently. So she sends me a photo of some and I just kind of like politely walked away from my email for the rest of the morning. And literally that afternoon, I take a walk and sure enough, the house three doors down from me has a thatch of daylilies growing like nuts by the sidewalk. So you win, Sally. We asked our friend Hank Shaw, hunter and forager extraordinaire, to come talk to us about how to harvest and cook daylilies. So, hey, Hank, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
So, you know, obviously, before we suggest anyone go out and dig up some daylilies, we want to say consult a guidebook or consult an expert or good photos at least. But do you have any tips on how we know we're looking at the right thing in the wild?
Absolutely. So daylilies are daylilies and lilies are lilies. And you need to know the difference because there's a number of true lilies that will kill you dead. And that's no bueno. You don't want to mess with that kind of level of toxicity. First off, chances are your daylilies are always going to be orange. And they grow in roadsides, ditches, unloved areas. So if you see a bright orange lily-looking flower in those spots, you're on the right track. And then when you get to the plant, what you're going to want to see is that a daylily is a clump. And a daylily doesn't have a bulb. A daylily has lots of little roots and tubers on them, which we'll get into. But a true lily is a bulb plant. So there is a bulb underground, and out of that bulb comes a single stalk. And on that stalk are all the flowers. So the flowers are in a spray that's timed. So in other words, the earliest buds of a true lily are on the bottom, and they flower as they go up. Another thing to know is that a true lily, their flowers will last several days and even weeks. A daylily, thus its name, will only last for one day. So the flowers on a daylily will wither within a day. The other thing about a daylily is that the leaves will be flat, and they'll have a number of what are called scapes, like garlic scapes, that will have the flowers on them. So we'll have multiple flower stalks where a lily will only have one. But what you need to check is that there could be 15 bulbs of true lilies all sitting next to each other. So if you look and it's one flower stalk all the way to the ground and there's a separation between the two, you're probably looking at lilies.
And do not eat lilies.
Do not eat lilies.
Okay, so now that we have a daylily in hand, and we know it's a daylily, not a true lily, what do we eat? What do you love about it?
This is the thing that's weird about this plant. It's like it's especially if you live where it's a weed, you're like, I want to kill it. It's horrible. Get rid of it. But it's almost a supermarket in a plant. Almost all of it is edible, and you do different things with it too. So it's pretty cool. So like the flower, if you're familiar at all with Chinese cooking, which is where they're native, by the way. And they use it a lot in hot and sour soup. And you find them as they're called like golden needles if you're looking at in a Chinese market.
Yeah.
And you know what filet gumbo is? You know, the powdered sassafras?
Yeah, that you would thicken gumbo with traditionally. Yeah.
Exactly. So these flowers do the same thing for, you know, an Asian soup or any soup really. So if you use these dried or fresh flowers, there's something in them that will thicken a soup. They have some flavor to them. They're more pretty. So that's really what you'd use the open flower for, as a pretty edible garnish. They're sort of green beany in taste. What you really want is the unopened pods. You know, and if you walk up to a daylily, you're going to find any number of them because the flowers, like I said, only flower for one day. So there's going to be a whole bunch of them waiting in the wings. And you pick them off, and they look a little bit like a tiny yellow zucchini. And it's usually about as big as the New Jersey wave, your middle finger, and they don't need anything more than like a little bit of butter or olive oil and salt, and you just stir fry them or saute them super quick, you know, maybe 2 minutes, and they have a crunch like a green bean, And then the interior tastes like a squash blossom with a little bit of radish thrown in. They're really, uh-huh. really good. I don't know why they're not sold in like fancy, trendy. Like if Eddie LaRue is listening to this, which he might be, you're going to see them at his restaurant. So that's kind of my favorite thing of the daylilies, unless you hit them in the springtime or are thinning your patch. And I remember before we were talking about how it's not a bulb. It's a series of roots that has tubers on it, just like a potato. And you pull this up and you'll notice it has what looks like little potatoes. And they're only about the size of a digit on your thumb. So they're really small. Okay. And there are you'll see two different kinds. You'll see older ones and younger ones. And the older ones are yellow. And then there'll be the new ones, which are white. And the white ones kind of look a little bit like a jicama. And okay. that, the white ones, that's the prize. And they typically are only white in the spring because it's the New Year's tuber.
Yeah.
They are one of the most amazing things I've ever put in my mouth.
Huh. How do you cook them? What do they taste like?
You almost don't. So you clean them because they came out of the dirt. But you can saute them for just like a minute. And they taste a little bit like a cross between a jicama and a raw potato, but very sweet. So it's got a sweetness, almost carrot-like sweetness. And they're just sort of this amazing surprise from a plant that is almost universally hated. And it's kind of like nature's, revenge. It's like, ha ha, you hate me, but it's really, you should be paying attention to me, that kind of thing.
All right. So you can eat the flower and you really want to eat the unopened buds with some butter and just quickly sauteed. And you really, really want to eat the fresh tubers at the bottom. This is the whole produce aisle in one plant. All right, I'm going to go raid my neighbor's yard now. Thanks so much, Hank.
Thanks a lot.
Hank Shaw is the James Beard Award-winning blogger behind Hunter, Angler, Gardener, Cook. And Hank pointed out, as with any wild foods, if you're picking daylilies, please do be sure you're harvesting the right plants. Check online for photos and characteristic marks like Hank talked about before you do it. And one more thing, he did tell us that a small percentage of people, like maybe 5%, might get a little stomach upset from daylilies. It's nothing really harmful, but you might want to start slow just in case.